Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 28 March 2022. Welcome to Monday night's program. Glad you're with us, and I do mean it from all around the world. I thank y'all for being out there with us. And I got to tell you, folks, it's such a blessing to get phone calls from every one of you that calls in and says hi on the radio or calls in on Thursdays when in the office. It is such a blessing, and I want to share a couple of things, and we'll get to our guests tonight, but I just want to tell you that I've had people over, I've been on radio this month, as y'all know, makes 29 years. I've had a lot of listeners that was with us for a long time that passed away, and I really miss them, I really do. I just think about Gary out in Kentucky. He had a bad speech impediment, he stuttered a lot, but he's such an intelligent man, a good man. I miss people like that, I truly do. So don't y'all think I take for granted when you call and say hello, I don't. And to get a call from as far away as France or Australia, perhaps, or other places, it's so humbling that people will call us and talk to us and ask our counsel from all over the place. I know who I am. I'm just a hillbilly preacher. I want to serve my Father in heaven. I'm only a man, make a lot of mistakes. But I want y'all to know that I do appreciate every one of you. Every one of you. Do not think I don't, because I do. Before I go to guests, though, I want to make mention again, of course, we're still offering the book, Nobody's Ordinance. So I'm going to mention it a couple more nights. I'm going to quit. This week's going to do it on the clergy, the chaplains and clergy of the revolution. If you have children at home or grandchildren that you want to teach something, this book is phenomenal. And if you homeschool, it's a must. It's available, folks, for $21.95. That's delivered price to your door. It's a book to tell you what Christians back in the 1600s, 1700s were, what kind of men they were, what kind of courage they had to lead the flock as Christ wanted them to. It's available to you. And I've been mentioning a book to you, Great Britain and American Prophecy. I said it was $10. I'm sorry. It's $5. Excuse me, folks. I messed up. $5 will get you a book to help you understand your heritage. Unless you understand who you are, what your heritage is, you'll never understand the Bible in its entirety. I'm dead serious about that. $5 help you get started on that road, and it's a small book, but it'll open your eyes some things that you may want to investigate some more on yourself. It's available also for $5 if you want to call and get it. And if you call and request it, I'm going to send you a flyer, that I asked for, and I have a guest, the guy that wrote it, will be on the program next week. It's a flyer, and it's about the six-pointed star and what it really is. And it's not the Star of David, as everybody says it is. It's actually a symbol of idolatry. I'm dead serious, folks. The six-pointed star, it's a free pamphlet. If you want it, you call and say, I want it, we'll send it to you. If you place an order, say, I want the pamphlet on the star. Just say the star. I'll get it to you. It's important. We have been snookered, conned, reeled in. I was too. I'm certainly not throwing stones. No way. I believe what I was told by the preachers and so-called leaders of the church. Until I started doing some investigating myself, the six-pointed star, folks, is something you need to know what's all about before you think of something sacred, because it's not sacred. It's demonically evil beyond words. I want you to know that. It's available to you if you want it. And, of course, REM sleep, we're getting down. We're getting low on REM sleep, folks. If you're going to order REM sleep, you better hurry. I'm telling you, I know you all think I'm making it up, but I'm not making it up. We're getting low on REM sleep. REM sleep is a product that I use every day. Matter of fact, I'm purchasing 3-4 bottles to keep for myself, and it's all gone. So if you want REM sleep, what's available, get it for $12.50 a bottle. $12.95 a bottle, and $12.50, I think it is. And if you order 10 or more, you get $10 a bottle. This when they're going, they're going. There'll be no more. So if you like the product, I suggest you get it. Now, our guest tonight, we're going to have two guests. We're going to have Melody Cedars tomorrow with Discount Gold and Silver. Melody is absolutely wore out. She's been working her tail off, so we let her kind of get out of it tonight, if y'all don't mind. But I have another guest that I've just known some detail recently. His name is Rob West, a VIP insider. He is also a financial advisor and knows his stuff. He's been doing it for a long time. And friends, I don't have to tell you exactly what's going on here. I mean, our nation is literally falling apart. The world's falling apart. We're watching our dollars shrink every day because of they print more and more paper money. And by the way, folks, before I forget, if you want to call and order any of those products, you call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa what you want, okay? Do that. And if you'd like to donate to us, don't forget we offer on our webpage, Donor Box. Some folks don't want to write checks or do credit cards. Good for you. I don't blame you. But we have Donor Box on the website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. So you can get it there. And we'll be having, Lord willing, again, folks, we got snowed out this past Saturday. We're going to try again this weekend to have Bible study. If you want to join us on that, you can do that and watch us live by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on live stream. Or you can call at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Now back to our guest. Rob West is a gentleman, like I said, I've gotten to know quite well over the last few months. A man, I think, of integrity and honor that's doing his best to warn the people what's coming down in this country. And folks, as I was saying, I don't need to tell you what's happening to the dollar. I mean, do you ever stop and think about this? They print a piece of paper and put a one on it. We call that $1. They print an equal size of paper, same color basically, and put $100 on it. We say it's $100. Neither one of those are worth any more than the paper they're printed on. It's called fiat currency. Nothing backing them. I mean nothing, nothing backing them. Except we use them. They're worth nothing. They're losing value every day. And we have fallen for one of the greatest cons. It's not a new con. It's been going ever since time began almost. And man started using monies for business. Fiat currency has been around for hundreds of years. And every nation that's used them has destroyed itself financially. And Rob West, are you there?
Yeah, Pastor Butch. Yeah,
it's good to have you, sir. It's good to have you. And how are things in Idaho?
Well, you know, I think I mentioned to you before that with all the things going on, we recently relocated here from Colorado, and we bought a side of a mountain, and we're kind of away from the mainstream thing. At least, you know, I was walking the streets of New York as a vice president level with different firms. I needed a map, and out here, you know, there's just Jeep trails, you know.
And, I like that. I like that. I do.
Yeah, we trust all the neighbors out here. They're primarily four-legged and have fur. And so we just, my wife and I are really adapting to the off-grid living. And you mentioned a couple of things about, you know, the financial system. And I've got quite a bit of study and experience on money and the banking system and you know, fiat currencies, which fiat means by decree. It's just whoever we let get in charge, that's what's going to happen. And you're right. There's absolutely nothing backing our dollar except full faith and credit. I used to say this when I was selling AAA-rated securities as a broker, the full faith and credit of the United States government and their powers of taxation. And that's why, you know, we have a AAA-rated, you know, mortgage-backed security or whatever. And the strange thing about it is, well, people forgot a few years ago when the rating services like Moody, S&P, and those guys, they downgraded the United States to AA. And
yes, they did.
We still carry the full faith and credit story, you know. And so, you know, I can go into some detail about different things. I was thinking about what to share with your audience in terms of how I saw things and still do as they unfolded. I'm now in my 50th year of doing financial things, and I primarily do some writing and some analysis, but I work with people on asset protection and estate planning as a paralegal primarily now. So where would you like to go into this, Pastor Butch?
Well, you know, there's so much. Oh, there's so much happening. I mean, everything from before this so-called war ever started, we were where inflation was going through the roof, and it's not going to let up any now. It's going to get worse, actually. And with the still having a talk of war and the dollar shrinking every day, now the government California wants to start giving out $800 a year in debit cards for people to help buy extra gas with. And every time they print more money and give it away, they actually cause the inflation to go higher. They're losing ground with that. They've been doing it for, 50 years now, playing the same game, kick the can down the road. And now we're seeing the whole thing come apart in America as well as everywhere else. So there's a lot to talk about. You go where you want to go, because I'm right here with you.
Well, good. I want to begin by sharing words of wisdom and instruction from God's Word, a series of three books that you had sent me some time ago. And that, quite frankly, put me back into the mindset of sharing my past experiences to help people on basically a no-charge basis. And you've done an excellent job with your summations of principles and things in those three books. So this fella can write, you know, and he can talk, and he's just a great communicator, and I'm happy to share what I can with the audience. But our financial system is very, very frail, and there's a number of reasons for that. And to give you a little entertainment value, we have built so many things on, even our debt is called currency, but it's debt. It's, if you look at the face of the dollar, like you mentioned, they're all called Federal Reserve notes. And so, you know, you kind of even wonder if you really own what's in your wallet, because it's the note, and who's going to call the note, you know? And
true.
So it gained value in 1913, and it was just a strange coincidence that the Internal Revenue Service came right along with it in 1913, and I believe it was the henchman's control mechanism to keep people under control, and definitely not in a free market society when it comes to money transactions. And currently, you know, everybody is now getting to know what money supply is. And the expansion of money supply is up 80% just in the last little bit more than a year. And so
I want to make a comment there. Folks, think about that. The money supply is up 80% in about a year. That means that your dollars, there's 80 times the dollars circulating than they were before. They were worth nothing before. Now they're worth a whole lot less. That's why inflation is really closer to 20%, and that's what's happening. Go ahead.
Well, that's just the beginning of the story, because very few people know about and understand what fractional reserve banking is. And fractional reserve banking is the reason they are very cautious to have a run on banks. If everybody showed up at the same time to get their deposited money out, it wouldn't be there. And the reason is the principles of banking allows the banking community, all Federal Reserve banks that are members, allows them to create 10 times more money than they take in. But it's not only, let's say, Pastor Butch, if you put in $500 in the bank, that makes they can lend out $5,000. Okay, and you talked about money supply. Okay, well, let's just look at fractional reserve and what that's likely to do. Now, years ago, when I was in the New York Wall Street scene, I was a member of a committee that helped bail out Continental Illinois Bank. And the reason that comes to mind is because, you know, it's the money business is the master of shysterism. And maybe, Pastor Butch, you can review with us, you know, about the money changers being thrown out of the temple.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They were taking valid money and turn it into what they call good money, and they're charging usury to it. And usury, folks, is a sin in the Bible. And our banks, by the way, when they first started, did not charge usury on their loans. But I won't get into that tonight. But they did not charge usury. That's something that's been relatively new, and it's been a hook in people's mouths and destruction to a lot of places. Go ahead.
So we have money supply, which, you know, very few things settle with cash, like buying a house, buying a car, or, you know, those types of things are all settled with another loan. And in order to continue to get the loan money to circulate around in the form of a debt, they'll take it to Wall Street and allow them to securitize the loans. And securitization means that the Wall Street guys will take a percentage and package it up in usually $1,000 bonds and resell that to investors. And so one of the biggest investors that buys mortgage-backed securities, for instance, are pension funds. And they feel really good about it because, you know, it has a pretty good rate of return, depending on, you know, what kind of loans are in the tranche that, you know, they're buying out of. But if you remember, some years ago, we had this adventure called subprime lending.
Oh, yes.
And that was the invention of, you know, no doc loans, no income verification, liar loans, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so the real estate market just really took off, and that was in the early 2000s, I believe, right in that area. And but in order to make these very saleable, then when we talked about money supply, then I talked about fractional reserve banking, but then I haven't yet talked about derivatives. And a derivative is a security or a promise, usually in contract form, that reinsures some other kind of transaction. So someone got the bright idea to take all these mortgage-backed securities and insure them with derivatives, which would give them an unquestionable AAA rating, not knowing if the derivatives, which is it's unsupervised insurance, you know, unaudited. So, Pastor Butch, if you and I and your producer, what was his name?
Todd.
Todd, that's right, yeah. Okay, you and I and Todd, we decide to get in business and we'll form a little company. And then we can sell insurance contracts for anything we can come up with, and collect the premium, and maybe we only have $100,000 to our name, but we can do million-dollar contracts. So, see, nobody knows, nobody investigates it. And when Warren Buffett found out what these were some years ago, he called them financial assets of destruction. And anyway, so we got these three layers of things that's running through the money system. And the fourth thing, not many people know about it. I didn't until last year. I picked up a book, and it was very interesting, and frankly, it was loan sharking. Well, everybody's heard that term. But, okay, in the U.S. dollar has been the leading currency in the basket of currencies to be the world reserve currency. And so that means all the other countries, when they buy and sell among each other, they usually, and particularly when it comes to oil, they have to settle their purchases in the U.S. dollar. So all the countries need a U.S. dollar to consume oil. And that came from Henry Kissinger when he went and made a deal with the sand countries over there. And he said, look, we'll protect you and anything that comes up, but the only thing we want from you is to only sell and settle your oil trades in the U.S. dollar. So everybody had to have our dollar. And so it became the world reserve currency. There's a few other reasons why it did as well, but nevertheless it is. So we as Americans in the United States have been enjoying what world reserve currency status means. And so if we need something, well, we create the money. Well, if we don't need to create it, we can loan the money. Well, when I talked about loan sharking, if all these other countries need the U.S. dollar, a lot of the small third world countries need the U.S. dollar too. But what do they have to offer to sell to get U.S. dollars in exchange for their product? Well, usually the small countries, you know, they don't manufacture much or don't have commodities to sell us maybe and stuff. So believe it or not, led by Nancy Pelosi, there's been a committee in Congress that when these money deals go down and they have to approve so much more money to be created in existence, they have a back door where they meet and they loan shark the money to these small countries. And, of course, it's at an interest rate, and because, of course, it's off book. And you wonder why a congressman or senator retires a heck of a lot more wealthy than he did going in. Well, and there is a pecking order on who leads that committee, and my sources tell me up through last year it's been Nancy Pelosi. So, anyway, you know, we've got such a frail system, and it's just been havoc-stricken with crooked deals, crooked people, and frankly, the whole currency is built on a dream, just like you said, Pastor Paul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, I'm not interrupting you because you're making some good points here. I mean, I'm thinking what you're saying. And, folks, I hope you're listening because if you can learn about finance, you're going to understand more principles in the Scriptures also about finances and just weights and measures. There's a curse on us unjust weights and measures. And this country, we have dealt with unjust weights and measures at least since 1964 when they took the silver from backing the dollar. That was the last vestige of any value of this dollar. And we're now reaping the fruit of the sin of an unjust, uneven weight and measure. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, the crowning thing in 1971 is when the Nixon administration removed the backing.
Yes, yes.
Of gold. And the bankers love that because then they can create without, you know, any guidance of any actual supply, even though that was probably lied about, what they actually had in Fort Knox. But you know what, guys? I mean, we don't have a choice except to be in the system that we're in. And one of the things I was wanting to reach out after all my years, and I know you've been doing this for many years too, Pastor Paul, is to sum up a lot of our experiences and just help raise awareness, because if we can collectively get together, and if we're going to do it the constitutional way, put the people back in power, you know, put people in power that will understand how we should be operating and do it. But
right.
Other than that, I don't see enough. I mean, we need to talk to each other. We need to send emails. We need to, you know, stay in touch when you get a good piece of information. And other than that, I almost threw in the towel. I'll go into this here in a few minutes, I think. But there's going to be violence of some kind, and it looks like now you know, everybody's questioning Putin, and, you know, is he in the fallout shelter like I've heard twice? And,
well, you know, I don't interrupt you again, but I will say this. France and Spain and some other country right now are having riots right now as we speak. And I don't see that on ABC or CNN or Fox either. They're rioting about the price of fuel and the price of food. I got an article from Mike Adams. You know who Mike Adams is, the health ranger. They had 8,000 pounds of beans, non-GMO beans, stole out of the warehouse. So somebody, it's an inside job, he said. Somebody stole the beans right out of the warehouse and took them home. So people are now stealing food. And he said, you can wait, you'll soon see truck jackings along the highway with food. People will be stealing, hijacking trucks. They're soon going into stores, grocery stores, already doing it in department stores. You know, call them flash mobs, go in and steal things and run off with them. It's going to be that way in grocery stores soon also. And folks, all this is coming. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling the truth because I care. All this is coming to this country simply because we turn our back on God. We no longer follow his principles. We haven't for decades, to speak of. We haven't for decades. And now payday is coming. It's already started. You better prepare yourself because it's already started. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, you know, I'm trying to stay as positive and factual as possible, but there's a number of things that the black hats can do, you know, the bad guys, to really shut this down. And you can see this in the fuel price, you know, we're between $5 and $5.50 here in Idaho, particularly in the diesel area and stuff. But these sanctions against the Soviet Union, against Russia, trying to really paint him to be a bad, bad guy, and I'm not saying he's a good guy, but he isn't nearly anything that we're swallowing through the regular media, who the black hats control. But because of these sanctions and because we're not going to get this from Russia, and you've heard of all these things too, you know, we're going to, I mean, folks, it takes fertilizer to grow food, you know?
It's true.
And it ain't on the way like it used to be. And other commodities as well. And, you know, the oil disruption. And you can know that we're probably, I've heard of fuel shortages in Colorado last weekend and things like that, which I understand was because of lack of ethanol production, which is required to be in Colorado gas. But anyway, I don't think we have a choice going forward for quite a while.
All right, hang on through the break, please. Hang on through the break, Rob. Folks, we're going to take phone calls, too. Any questions about finances or maybe anything that you might want to ask about yourself personally, give us a call at 844-769-2944. I just talked to Bob the other day about our finances here and my personal finances about a week ago, so I'm not ashamed to talk about it. If you want to call and have any questions, go ahead.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demander Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demander a call at 888 888- 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, you folks, we are back here. We're talking to Rob West. I'm going to have Rob get his website out and his contact information. If you have any questions to him personally, you can call him or email him. But I want you to understand, you've been hearing a theme song now on the radio for 29 years. This is war. Folks, if you don't know your enemy, if you don't know his tactics, you have a very slim chance of winning any battles, much less a war with him. The church in America had become so ignorant of Satan's tactics. And I can say that and build that on one statement, and you can't get around it. If you're attending a 501c3 corporation, you're not attending a church of God, a church of Jesus Christ. Because Christ is not your head. The federal government is your head. Now, let me just make that very clear. If you're attending a 501c3 church and 99% of you are, and you're giving money to that organization, it's not a church. You give money to an organization, no matter what kind of work to do with the money, we'll call them good works. Well, you read in Matthew 7, what Christ said about good works. For all those that cry, Lord, Lord, and look what we've done for you. He said, I never knew you. A 501c3 church is not under the authority or headship of Christ. So therefore, they're committing idolatry and don't even know it. Now, that's just a fact. And although they're ignorant of it, thank God that God can forgive ignorance. Willful sin, you have to repent of. Ignorance is something you learn. I had to learn it myself. I didn't know these things. You cannot be fully effective working for Christ if Christ is not the head of the church. All right, go ahead, Rob. What's some more things you want to say?
Well, you know, for people to get a handle on where they might fit in right now and what the average person can do. First of all, we need to identify the problem. I think we're doing that a little bit today, and it's been ongoing for anybody that follows the real news and not the mainstream news. But I do have what I call a 14-minute stress test questionnaire, and I'd be happy to send that out. If they want to email me at rob at mybipinsider.com. I'll send them this questionnaire, stress test questionnaire, and I'll waive the $99 cost to review and go over and do Zoom calls and things to help people get on the right track just for themselves.
Now, you called that, they called it a stress, like S-T-R-E-S-S, stress
yeah.
test, stresstest.com, right?
Well, no, the document called a 14-minute stress test questionnaire.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
See, this is what they do in the banking industry to make people feel good. They, Bank XYZ just went through their stress test, and they're looking really good, you know, blah, blah, blah. And a stress test means, you know, where are you at now and how would you perform under certain conditions? And then what to do before you have some adverse event. That's the purpose of it. And Rob at mybipinsider.com, I'd be happy to just tell me you were on Pastor Butch Show, and you'll see on the face page there's a $99 consultation fee, but I will waive that for any of your listeners. And,
well, Rob, I'm going to say this and we'll move on. Folks, we'll get your phone calls, I promise. 844-769-2944. We don't have to get in detail, but you know I did send you some information today about my personal finances and where I stood. And as you know, I'm not wealthy, but you told me I was in better shape than a lot of people because I was out of debt and trying to stay out of debt. And that's one thing I've tried to do for years because I could see a lot of things happening. And personally, my financial situation is I can't afford to go in debt too much because I can't afford to pay it. It's just too much going out, and it's getting worse every day because more money's going out today than it was 6 months ago for sure. Now, I can't do a thing about that. But I just wanted to share that because I did email you information, so I'm not ashamed to say that, folks. I did ask his opinion, and Rob told me the truth. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. And I think this is real important for anyone to get a gauge. And whether they want to follow up and talk with me or not, that doesn't matter. It just, to go through these questions, you'll get a feeling for, where things are. And, one of the things, the question that's in there is talking about, if your family's separated, because somebody's at school and somebody's at work and all this kind of thing, then what's your emergency plan to meet? You know, and to make sure everybody's at home. And, you know, just things you ordinarily wouldn't think about. There's some asset classes and things to be in and some not to be in. And, but it's not all financial. It's a preparation type of thing. But, and also, if you would like, I mentioned the financial system, being crooked and frail. I started writing a book and I have an author's copy that I haven't really moved on to go to print yet, but it's about the LIBOR fraud, and it's called The Banker's Web, and it's about securitized mortgages and debt obligations. And the reason what you'll find interesting is because I was able to take it apart with the help of another financial fraud investigator and had a $98,000 a mortgage on the ranch we had in Colorado, and I found that was compromised in 2012 and pursued it for almost 2 years, but at the end of the day it was satisfied without me making any payments. And the reason is because I knew what would happen, and I simply, after they moved me around a lot and responded and didn't say anything, went to court one time. Anyway, I said, look, I know where this ended up, and I know what the tax rules are, and I know it goes into a trust, and then the trust is dispersing the securities out to the firms to make the investments out of. And if it's mishandled, the trustee has a bad time with the IRS. And mine was mishandled.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's a real-life example of things you can run across, and it might be interesting reading, but I did take quite a bit of time to put it together back a couple of years ago. But anyway,
so what you're saying basically is they tried to catch you in a fraud. They got you, tried to defraud you your property.
Yeah, and the reason I came across that, you know, the loan that was, when the house was closed on, that loan was fraudulent from the beginning, because if you're familiar with financial terms called LIBOR, it stands for London Interbank Offered Rate. And that's how most loans, they decide on what the interest rate's going to be, and they use LIBOR as their benchmark. And in London, they were fudging that benchmark just by a few basis points here or there, because 18 banks are involved with doing that. And they do it for each other to help another bank gain credibility if they're getting a little bit weak. That was the premise behind it. But long story short, when LIBOR created overseas comes to the United States and they use that to create an instrument, it makes that instrument counterfeit. And I was trying to help people losing their homes and getting foreclosed on, and that they were getting foreclosed on counterfeit documents. You talk about a hot potato.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But anyway, there's just a lot behind the scenes that I'd be happy to share more and more of. I know we have
tell them how they can contact you. Before we go to anything else, tell them how they can contact you.
Yeah, my office number, I have an office in our cabin up on the mountain, and it's area code 208-397-9055. Whoop. Oh, yeah, 392. I just got corrected by my full-time secretary.
Hey, do that again. Do that again.
208-392-9057. And my email is rob, R-O-B, at myvipinsider.com. And the reason the VIP Insider is there is because I've been around for about 50 years doing this, and everybody I work with are my VIPs. And
okay.
I've been touching a lot of things, and so I've been inside a lot. So I just thought it's kind of a mouthful to say, but the VIP Insider, the rob at myvipinsider.com, is how you can reach me by email.
And so folks, I'm going to give one more number real quick. I want to give them one more number. Folks, I've tried to do some precious metals ever since the middle 90s when I could afford it. And I can afford much. When I started buying silver dollars back in the mid 90s, they were $3 a piece. Now they're going to about $34 to $35 a piece. That's how much it went up since I started purchasing a little bit of silver and a little bit of gold when I could. You need to call Melody Cedarstrom as soon as you can and ask her about this before it's too late. At 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Call her and ask her about what can I do maybe to protect what little bit of assets I have left, and what can I do to put something back of value. And believe me, folks, paper is going to go away. All right, let's take one phone call real quick. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, I have a question. Russia
sure.
Russia has just backed its currency and demanded all its payments for its gas and all that stuff in gold. It has just officially done that. How much or how fast do you think it will be before that contributes or causes the dollar to completely collapse?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear which country you referenced.
Russia. She said Russia.
Oh,
just backed her ruble with gold. I don't know if they've done it. I don't know if they went all the way yet or not, but they're demanding payment for their products and rubles.
They announced that today, Pastor.
They
officially
did? They announced
it today.
Okay.
Officially, yes.
Yeah, it was just today. And okay, on the big playing field, first of all, when they're talking about settling up, China buys from Russia, they want it settled in the ruble or gold. And the ruble value is 0.09, 0.0092 or very small number. per gram of gold. And but it's nevertheless backed by it, and they will take gold or their ruble. And I was going to talk about this next. Thank you for bringing it up. But I believe that it won't be very long until the world reserve currency will slip away from the U.S. dollar.
Absolutely.
And your walk through the aisles at Walmart, you'll be surprised to find 2 to 3 to 4 times the U.S. dollar cost to buy something. And that's why Pastor Butch and Melody were talking about precious metals, and I know they've talked about it for years and years and years. And frankly, silver's pretty hard to get right now, Pastor Butch.
I mean, it's getting hard to get. Yeah, she can still get it. It's a little bit out. It's a little bit slow coming in, but she can still get it. Yes.
Yeah. And it's, go ahead, Jay. Still $3 a coin, Pastor Butch?
Oh, I wish it were. I wish it was. I do. Go ahead, Jan.
Yeah, but India has already said they will go with the ruble and pay for their stuff with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. China said they're going to do the same thing. So, yeah, there are about 100 countries now, Jan, that are trying to do away with the dollar as the world reserve currency. There's about 100 nations, only about 190 in the whole world. So that's a chunk of them. That's a chunk of the nation that wouldn't shut down the dollar.
Jan, just think of the ripple effect of the pricing of various things, and let alone commodities like ingredients that go into fertilizers and food and wheat and and so if you're stuck with the U.S. dollar, I hope your garden is growing well because it'll just be
never put all your flowers in one basket. You have to diversify.
Yeah.
You got to diversify. Never rely on one thing. Only God. You can only 100% rely on God. Everybody else is just taking the best guess.
It's questionable, yes. Okay, Jan, anything else, Jan?
No, that's it. I just wondered how long he thought we had with the money.
I don't think it's long myself. That's just my opinion. Go ahead. Thank you for calling, Jan. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I think the ripple of this is going to be very obvious in 4 to 6 months.
And what we're seeing then, in 4 to 6 months, we're already seeing inflation through the roof. It's already hurting a lot of people, obviously, and all different factors.
Yeah.
And we're hearing more and more now bold talk out of Biden and other people about even war. And God forbid we go to war, because this next time might be easily a nuclear war. But you know, when they should get in a financial bind, they have a tendency to go to war to get people's mind off the hard times and blame it on something else besides what it really is: fiat currency and ridiculous spending. Go ahead.
Well, I think the information that used to be daily, whether it's in Colorado or Idaho, about the COVID count and all that stuff has mysteriously gone away since the Ukrainian event. And you just said that, Pastor Butch, what exactly is going on. And the black hats are just leading you from one thing to another, and the majority of the population is more worried about their pro football team because I don't mind people having fun and everything, but man, that fun's going to be over, and Pastor Butch has been saying this 29 years at least, up to 40. And not that the fun should be over, it's just we got to pay attention a lot more seriously to God's Word. And it's easy to read, it's right there. I don't know how many versions of the Bible there is, but it's all pretty much consistent, isn't it, Pastor Butch?
Well, the Bible I use and recommend highly is the King James Authorized Version, nothing else, because I've compared them to different ones, and it's the only one I trust. But the point I want to make, too, is we have forgotten that the statutes and judgments of God and His righteous teachings on everything, including money. And, folks, the Bible tells you how to handle your money. If you're not tithing, to start with, you're being stolen from by Satan at God's permission. I'm just telling like it is. If you're not tithing, you're stealing from God. and Satan will turn and steal from you. But the way to handle your finances are in the scriptures, really in the Bible. And I've never made a lot of money in my life, Rob. If I told everybody on the air what I made per year at the highest year, you wouldn't believe it. But God blessed me. I paid for a small home and a piece of land, and you know, I have a couple of cars that run that are paid for. I've been very, very blessed because I've read the scriptures. Not because I'm smart. I just follow the rule book. I think that's the best way to do it. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in. Welcome.
I noticed how you were talking about the petrodollar, you know, how Henry Kissinger set that up. But I don't know. I'm sure you probably are well aware of this. As you know, this past August, shortly after, Biden said, "Okay, well, we're going to leave Afghanistan," but left all the military equipment there and
basically
abandoned them. And then Saudi Arabia looked at that and said, "No, wait a minute. I don't think we can trust America to defend us." So they started making overtures to Russia. Now that happened to be on or about the 14th or 15th of this past August. But you know what that happened to be? Just by quote mere coincidence. The 50th anniversary, also 50th anniversary being golden anniversary of Nixon repudiating the, foreign exchange for gold.
Uh-huh.
That laid the groundwork for setting up the petrodollar.
Good point.
I think that's what this war is about. The war of the two Vladimirs, I call it, because you notice how both Russia, also known as Great Russia or Veliko Russia, and the Ukraine, also known as Malo Russia or Little Russia, both are headed by, someone by the name of Vladimir. And there was a Vladimir who was responsible back in 988 for Christianizing Russia, and another Vladimir, which Satan raised up, named Vladimir Lenin for de-Christianizing Russia, meaning, communism. So I don't think any of this is a mere coincidence.
No, I don't believe in coincidence. I really don't. No coincidence in life,
yeah.
None. A good point. Anything else?
Well, of course, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks is, a central bank in control of everything. So I think that's another thing that plays into this. What I call mere coincidences.
Absolutely right. I think absolutely right on that. I really, really do. Very good point, Dave. Anything else you want to say?
Right. No, that's it for now.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good points. I have some very intelligent listeners. I know that. I'm really honored to have those people listen to this broadcast. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, he brings up some very good points, and I don't know a lot about it, but there's mysterious black magic things behind numerology. And
oh, yes.
August 15th, 1971, and just like Dave, the caller, just mentioned 50 years, and... the numerology angles, I don't think it's a white hat thing at all. I think, but we really have to watch. I don't want people to be frightened, but, get prepared, be patient, and you can only get as prepared as you possibly can, for your
That's
circumstance.
True.
But,
That's true.
The world's still in God's hands. And so... that will be, just make sure you stay in touch with that primarily to know things shouldn't frighten you to death. And like I said earlier, if you'd like to get a head start on seeing where you are with a stress test, just send me an email and I'd be happy to send this to you.
But, all right, give me information one more time. I got about 4 minutes left. Give me information one more time how they can contact you. And folks, pay attention, write this down. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. My website is myvipinsider.com, and the email is rob@myvipinsider.com.
And, folks, I would really contact him, ask questions, and do call Melody Cedarstrom. I'm not just saying this. I've dealt with Melody for years. You can trust Melody Cedarstrom. You can really trust that lady. Mention I sent you over at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And you don't have thousands of dollars to invest it in what you can in precious metals. No, you don't. If you got $400 or $500, call up. Get some junk silver, if nothing else. Folks, there's coming a time. You, I guess you already know this, Rob, that Biden just wrote an executive order for the feds to start looking into cryptocurrencies, which means digital currencies, which will mean total control of all finances. Which means people can no longer take cash and buy something, behind the scenes without somebody knowing about it because it's all digital. You have to use that money to buy anything so they know what you're buying. Then cut it off if you want to, when you want to. So if you have a little bit of gold and silver on hand, especially, I think, junk silver, it would be great for bartering for products you might need. Private bartering. Once it goes to digital, folks, nothing is ever private again. Understand this. This is for real. This is not a game. Nothing will be private again. You will trade everything in digital. And if you don't toe the line, then cut off your paycheck just by pushing a button. They almost do it now. Go ahead, Rob. Anything else you want to add to that?
Well, I expect a major false flag. I get up every day and check the news on various sources that I have on the Internet, phone calls. I expect a major false flag to bring about a financial reason to have a bank holiday, and the banks will be closed, and to the rescue will come digital currency. And
I agree with you. I agree. I totally agree. I don't like it. I hate it.
No.
But I agree with you. I do agree.
No.
Folks, that'll be the last move for total control of your life as far as finances go, unless you have some way of getting around it, something to barter, something to work with. And, Rob, we're down about the last minute. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I'd like to help anybody I can, and just in common understanding and some of the things I can just send them, and there's a number of other things as well. But I do a lot of estate planning, and there's things that in estate planning, you got to have assets later on to plan with. So as you get older, you lose your health and expenses and bankruptcies because of medical expenses and nursing home costs and things. There's ways to handle those things without losing them so that your estate plan does mean something. So that's a lot of the work I do. But
all right.
Just appreciate your
give,
time.
Give me your number one more time. Give me your number one more time. What's your number?
208-392-9057.
All right, Rob. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks, Pastor Bush.
All right, folks.
Bye now.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night, folks, with the guest Charles Dennings. We're talking about a lot of things tomorrow night that you don't want to hear. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.